إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, on the same subject of diagnosing the sicknesses of the heart, the illness of the heart, one very good criterion to use is the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he described the wahan. And this hadith, which is, if I'm not mistaken, related by Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha, he said that a time will come when people will call each other to attack this ummah and to destroy and pull apart this ummah, like people call one another to eat from the same plate. And the Sahaba, Ridwanullahi alayhim ajmain, they asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they said, is it because we will be very small in number? Because they could not envisage a situation where the ummah would be large in number, but it would still become the prey of the attackers. It would still be vulnerable to anyone who wished to harm it. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made a very strange comment. He said, no, he said, you will be huge in numbers, very large in numbers, but you will be like the foam on the flood, on the sail. And the foam on the flood looks big, but it floats on top of the water because it has no weight. And that's the reason I say that it's not numbers, but it's not mass, it's not numbers. Numbers count for nothing. It's not mass, but density, which adds weight. And that's the problem with this, with our ummah today. We have mass, we have numbers, but we have no density, we have no weight. So, Rasulullah ﷺ said that you will be like the foam on the sail on the flood. And the Sahaba said, but what's the reason for that, Ya Rasulullah ﷺ? And he said, the reason for this is wahan. They asked him, what is wahan? And he said, hubbud dunya wa karahiyatul maut. The love of the dunya and fear and dislike of death. My brothers and sisters, this is a beautiful hadith to reflect on and to use as the criterion of defining the sicknesses of the heart. I mentioned some sicknesses yesterday. We'll look at some more today. In hubbud dunya, the biggest and most critical and the most lethal of sicknesses is the love for name and fame. People think it is the love for wealth. It's not the love for wealth. It's the love for what wealth can do, what wealth can buy. And one of the major things that wealth can buy is name and fame among the ignorant, among the jahilun. And that's why I say that some people wear a watch to tell the time, and other people wear a watch to tell the world. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاءُ الْغُرُورِ. He said this, the life of the dunya is mata. It's something which is necessary but has no value. It's like a mopping cloth, which is necessary to clean the dirt from the floor, but you don't take it and put it in your pocket, and you don't take it and put it in your head. You throw it somewhere in some dark corner, in a closet. And that's the life of this dunya. The life of this dunya is not something to value. But people who have sickness of the heart, they value this. And as I said, the thing that they value the most, and that's the worst, is the love for name and fame. The love to be known, the love to see your face on a magazine cover, to see your face on a television screen, the love for the seeking and running behind fame, you know, saying how many people came to my conference, how many people came to my jalsa, to my majlis, how many YouTube hits do I have, and so on and so forth, various how many likes on Facebook, the whole focus on I should be liked by the dunya, and therefore that leads to two other very lethal diseases of the heart. One is ar-riya, which is shirk, to show the world, to showing off, to do things to please the world, not to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's one thing which comes out of this love for name and fame. And the second one, which is even worse than that, It's arrogance. It is kibar. It is arrogance. It is looking down on other people. Judging people and comparing yourself with other people and feeling that you are better than them. And all of this comes from this original sin, which is the love for name and fame. The other big thing in terms of hubbu dunya is greed. It's just accumulating of stuff and accumulating of material things and buying more. The whole focus on material. So that is the hubbu dunya, is all of these things associated with this love for this world, love to live in this world, love for luxury, all of this, love for ease. The second one is wakarahiyatul maut, is the hatred of death. It is to run away from death. And the way that we run away from death is that we forget about death. We try to forget about it. We try to imagine that it won't happen to us. And this is the second part of the vahan, which is karahiyatul maut. Now, a person who forgets or who likes to forget, or who ignores the possibility of death, is a person who obviously will not prepare for that, right? Because he thinks it won't happen to him. And this karahiyatul maut also is the one which then makes us afraid to stand for the truth, makes us afraid to protect those who are being oppressed. It makes us afraid to stand up for this deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we are so frightened of what will happen to us, of what people will say and do, and so on. So therefore, this karahiyatul maut is such a bad disease of the heart that it does not enable us to prepare for something which is absolutely inevitable. We have to die one day, and the person who loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks forward to that. Not only does he not have karahiyat, but he actually looks forward to meeting his Rabb. He looks forward to being in the presence of his Rabb. He looks forward to being rewarded by his Rabb, inshaAllah, for whatever he did, for his and to be forgiven by his Rabb, Jalla Jalaluhu. And that is the sign of the believer, that he does not fear death. He does not look, he does not, run away from death. Is somebody who looks forward to it in the most positive way, where he spends his whole life in working to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the reason why when the time comes to meet Allah, he's not running away. He says, Alhamdulillah, now is the time for me to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I want to remind myself and you to let us reflect on this. Tomorrow we'll talk, inshallah, about the then we come to the doctor, we're looking at the sicknesses, diagnosis, and then we'll say, well, now what's the treatment? And inshallah, we'll talk about the treatment. But think about the sicknesses. As I said to you yesterday, try and identify for yourselves which one you have, because as I said, we each one of us has a different one. Somebody has shahwat, somebody has lust, physical body that traps them. Somebody's sickness is laziness, not inability to get up. So for tahajjud, for example, for some other person, the getting up for tahajjud may not be a problem. It's the body is designed such that they don't need that much of sleep, so they wake up early. But the salah, there's no khushu in the salah. The thoughts are all over the place and so on and so forth. So that's a sickness. For some people, it is the love for name and fame. For some people, it is kibar. For some people, it is love for material things and all of these. So therefore, be very, very clear. Last thing I want to say is it's a great tragedy, but I think we must warn ourselves. The way the shaitan trips up the people who are religious, the shaitan uses a different strategy for each one of us. Because the shaitan unfortunately knows us better than we know ourselves. And for each one of us, the shaitan uses a different strategy. For the people who are religious, especially the young ones who have suddenly discovered that they are Muslim, and they start growing beards, and the women start wearing hijab, and they start wearing proper clothes and so on. The first thing that happens to them, may Allah forgive us, is this business of looking down on others, is this business of criticizing others, is this business of pointing fingers at others and saying, oh, well, look at that person, see what he is. and this is haram, and this is they should not do this, and this one so should not do that, forgetting that 5 minutes ago you were exactly like that, and maybe you were worse. But we forget that, and now that you have turned towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you start criticizing other people. This criticizing is a very, very big evil. Criticism does no good to anybody. Criticism breaks hearts. Criticism destroys relationships. Criticism strains relationships. Criticism makes the criticizer feel arrogant. Criticism makes the criticizer feel that he or she is better than the one that they are criticizing. And you just destroyed yourself. Remember, Shaykh Abul Hasan al-Nadwi rahmatullah used to say that the curtain of darkness, all it requires is one ray of light to remove it, to tear it apart. But he said, who will penetrate the curtain of Noor, the curtain of light? And what he was referring to, he said that if a person is ignorant, and he is misguided, ignorant, he is blinded by a curtain of darkness, and all it requires is one ray of light, one ray of guidance, and inshallah this person will see the truth and will follow the truth, inshallah. But he said, what about the one who is blinded by light? Meaning that this person has studied some Islam, this person has come to the way of Islam, made tawbah, he started to practice Islam and so on and so forth, and then he goes, maybe he goes to a school and he studies, and he gets a degree from this jamia or that jamia, and this person now starts believing that he is an alim. I think one of the problems we create for ourselves is that we give these titles. May Allah protect us. Somebody asked me, they said, we are starting this jamia, and what should we call the person who graduates from the jamia? I said, what do you call the person who graduates from a school or a college? You don't call them anything. You just give them a degree, right? You give them a graduation certificate, and you say, Assalamu alaikum. You don't call them so-and-so is a scholar, so-and-so is this or that. We don't call them anything, right? We just give them a certificate. A person gets a title, right? A person gets a so-called title, either at the end of a very, very long course. Like, for example, you become a medical doctor, and you're called a doctor in the US from beginning to the end, from your primary school, if you count the number of years, it takes about 25 years for you to actually become a doctor. And then you get this so-called title of doctor. And if you are in something else, you might never reach that, because that title of doctor, the PhD, comes only from for people who have gone through that whole course and go to university. I mean, somebody could have studied, five times that. But if he didn't go to an actual university, he will never have this title of doctor, although he might be a far more learned person. Because of his own or her own personal effort that they have studied and they have learned, but they don't have this title. These titles are the ones which cause our problem. So now when somebody qualifies, we say so-and-so is an alim and so-and-so, and this alim now starts feeling as if he is the alim in the world, and he is the knower of everything. And may Allah protect us. This brings about this arrogance that we find today, where people are focused only and only on criticizing each other. We point fingers at each other for the smallest of things, and we look down on each other. I'm not saying that one should not invite towards good. The whole issue of Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahi anil Munkar, this is part of our deen. Alhamdulillah, we should do that. But there is a difference between Amr bil Ma'ruf and criticizing people. The people who criticize, they are not doing Amr bil Ma'ruf. They're actually creating evil, because they are breaking the hearts of people. They are criticizing for the sake of looking good themselves. They're criticizing to make the other person look bad. And their criticism is either borders on or goes straight into slander. It goes straight into ghibah. And it goes straight into haram. And these people, they don't understand. They're criticizing people, and yet they are indulging in haram themselves. And you need to ask them. He said, brother, you're talking about that person and what they are doing, but what you are doing is actually clearly haram. It is ghibah. Now, why are you doing that, right? You go and talk to that person instead of telling me about what they are doing. Now, this is a very, very big evil, and therefore I remind myself and you, let us not fall into this trap. Alhamdulillah, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided you to the right way, then you came to a right way, alhamdulillah, and you are now trying to practice your deen. Don't look at other people. Look at yourself. Don't look at how somebody else is praying. Look at the khushu in your own salah. don't look at whether somebody else, how they are dressing, what they are listening to, what they are not listening to. Look at yourself. Because on the day of judgment, Allah will not ask your opinion about what he should do with so and so and so and so. He will not say, shall I put this person into Jannah or should I put them into Jahannam? What do you think? Allah is not going to ask your opinion. So don't waste your time. Look at yourself and see whether you will land in Jannah or Jahannam. That is the only thing that matters. If the whole world goes into and I go into Jahannam, how does it help me? And if the whole world goes into Jahannam and if I go into Jannah, may Allah protect everyone and may Allah give everyone Jannah. But I'm just saying that let me look at myself. Let me look at myself and let me see how can I correct myself. And that is the purpose of all of these reminders that we have. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَأَصْحَابِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ